At 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, January 7, 2026 edition. You just heard during the break, Mike Lindell, MyPillow. He just ran the commercial here on the automation system. Well, I got an email on Monday. I totally forgot about this. I heard the commercial and I said, I forgot to mention this. Mike is offering a Happy Birthday America 250 America sale for our listeners. This is exclusive discounts that is only going to be offered to my listeners using the promo code TruckerRandy. Basically, what he's doing is inventory was wrapped up last week, New Year's Day, they started. They finished it over the weekend, January 3rd and Sunday, January 4th. Well, Monday morning, I got an email, and he said, Randy, we need to get rid of some inventory. So what they're doing is they are doing a Happy Birthday America, 250 America celebration, 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items in the warehouse, depending on what it is you're ordering. All you have to do is go to their website, mypillow.com, shop away, put it in the cart, whatever it is you need, sheets, towels, slippers, flannel sheets. Oh, my God, their flannel sheets are phenomenal. Enjoy nice, toasty, warm flannel sheets last night. And, man, I got to tell you, they're awesome. Get yourself a new MyPillow 2.0 with those flannel sheets. You'll sleep like a baby. Put it in the cart. See how much the retail price is. Then put in Trucker Randy, one word, no space, and hit apply. And you'll see the discounts that you get along with free shipping. So definitely take advantage of that. He said that they are going to do it all the way through 4th of July. But he knows a lot of people are looking to get new things for the winter, new sheets, perhaps some new bath towels, slippers, especially the slippers are phenomenal. I got a pair on right now. Love my pillow slippers. So absolutely go to the website, or if you don't want to do it online, they do have an 800 number for people to call. And if you want to call that number and talk to the Trucker Randy operator, this number will be directly to the operator that is assigned, already coded into their computer, the Trucker Randy promo code. That number is 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. Again, I highly recommend the flannel sheets and the new pillows. And while you're at it, get a set of the bath towels. The one thing on the bath towels, they are compressed, vacuum sealed, rolled up, flatter than a pancake. When you get them, wash them, put some fabric softener in there, and get them fluffed up in the dryer. Lansing, kind of interesting. Because of Carla Wagner's efforts on eliminating property taxes in the state of Michigan, well, House Speaker Matt Hall has vowed to push some form of property tax relief this new year. But two longtime political observers in Lansing have a different take on his chances for success. Former state legislator and longtime pundit Bill Ballinger, who watched an earlier property tax cut effort unfold back in 1994, said it is conceivable this could happen, but it's not like a Proposal A back in 1994. He said that was unique. The property tax was abolished and there had to be a replacement. Well, here is also political consultant John Selleck's opinion. Asked if he felt that Speaker Hall had a shot at this, I think he does. Matt Hall does not wade into issues unless he has thought them through. Now, the polling data suggests that the affordability issue, has raised concerns in many families as some struggle to make ends meet. Some would argue that making the monthly house payment is at the top or near the top of their concerns. Well, Selleck said he thinks Hall and the House Republicans are seeing a lot of angst as they see property taxes creeping up again. Why is that? Well, property values have risen over the last couple of years. And the lockdown, the protections that was presented back in Proposal A in 1994, well, they're basically not holding any water. So as a result, people are seeing their property taxes going up and up and up and up and saying, wait a minute, we need to rethink this. Well, then comes along Carla Wagner, founder of AskMyTax.com, where she is actively pushing this issue. Collecting signatures, still collecting them, they're coming in. Once they stop coming in, then they'll know exactly the 180-day calendar that they'll be operating in, and then they'll sit down and do a count. Once the count is done, then they'll know whether or not they have enough signatures to actually eliminate property taxes on our ballot this November. But as a backup plan, in addition to that, Carla is running for governor, and she's running for governor on this issue. Although she's very well informed on other issues around the state, she's making eliminating property tax her number one platform issue should she get on the ballot and then be able to debate these other governor candidates. Well, it's her basically sounding the alarm about property tax elimination that has even pushed Matt Hall, Speaker of the House, along with State Representative Steve Cara, State Representative Jim DeSana, and many others who are wanting to do something to lower property taxes here in the state of Michigan. Well, Ballinger suggested that Hall will have a tough time managing the two-thirds supermajority needed to put something on the ballot if it includes asking the voters to approve a replacement revenue source as opposed to a total tax elimination. Hall's pushing for a dollar-for-dollar replacement to make local governments completely whole from losing any property tax revenue loss that comes as a result. Ballinger said, I think there will be a lot of resistance from the Democrats. Okay, I'm going to stop right there, Bill. Why? Why would the Democrats be against lowering the cost of living for Michiganders? Lowering the costs for businesses here in the state. We're heading into an election year. Well, excuse me, I have to restate that. We are in an election year. I keep forgetting it's 2026 already. And it's going to be very important for politician candidates to be able to run on this issue. I mean, look at what Carla Wagner's doing, running for governor on this issue, forcing all the other governor candidates to talk about it. And now it's even being talked about in the state house. Well, if the people want it, overwhelmingly, 80 to 85% of people, when asked, would you like to see Lansing eliminate property taxes in our state? It's almost unanimous. Whether it's Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Conservative, Republican, it doesn't matter. It polls very, very high. So again, why would the Democrats be against it? The other consultant, John Selleck, said, well, it could be the case that they do have to talk about this in the House. But either way, Speaker Hall and the Republicans win. Even if they can't get it all the way done, he's going to do some damage to his competitive Democrats who are going to try to stop him. Hall, the Speaker of the House, and the Republicans are going to get a political advantage whether he totally wins or loses. If he loses because the Democrats vote no, he will gladly use those votes against these Democrats when they run for re-election, whether it be in the House or in the Senate this year. As for predicting the outcome of the debate that has not yet begun in earnest, well, Ballinger sums it up this way. I don't think it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, a month from now, I think we will have forgotten that this was even an issue. Well, of course, Matt Hall, the Speaker, will have something to say about that. And honestly, Bill, I love you to death. I have total respect for you and all your years in Lansing. I think you're dead wrong. I think Carla Wagner running for governor, actively out there collecting 30,000 signatures to get on the ballot, get on the debate stage, is changing the debate. And I think it's going to affect even the state house and the state senate. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Longtime friend, listener down in Lapeer County, William Hamilton. He said, Randy, eliminating property taxes would help reduce housing payments for people with mortgages. Of course, if you get a mortgage on the house, they want you to set up an escrow account for the payment of taxes and insurance. So what they do is when you buy the home and you get a mortgage, they get a copy of the tax bill as part of the closing through the title insurance company. They check and do the research to make sure the taxes are current, up to date, so that the sellers can sell the home. And then they see what the summer tax is and the winter tax. Your insurance person gives them the invoice and a paid policy for the entire year up front, insuring the house. So they know how much the insurance cost is for the entire year. You add the summer tax bill, the winter tax bill, the insurance bill for the year. You add all that up and you divide it by 12. And that's what they want you to pay in addition to the principal and interest. In the industry, it's called PITI. Well, the PI is, of course, principal and interest on the mortgage loan. TI is taxes and insurance. Well, if Carla Wagner's successful in getting this on the ballot and the people of Michigan November 3rd vote to eliminate property taxes, restructure Lansing, completely restructure the way taxes are paid in this state, the funding staying at the local level, the money coming back to the counties individually, where they actually, some counties in the research we looked at, Carla and I talked about this, she said, Randy, there's some counties that will actually end up with more local revenue sharing under my plan than what they are currently getting from Lansing now. More money for schools, more money for fire, police, roads, all of it will be done at the county level. But it will force Lansing to cut their budget roughly by about 20%. So right now, just for math purposes, let's make this simple, $80 billion is what the fiscal year 2026 budget is. 20% of that, $16 billion. They would be cut back down to roughly $64 billion to run Lansing on. And be forced to share more money back to the counties from sales tax, income tax, all the other taxes, fines, fees that they do and generate, licensing fees, all of it would go back to the local counties. Lansing would be diminished from what they would be able to waste our money on because there simply isn't any money in the budget for it. 20% cut across the board in every single bureaucratic agency department across the board. They would not be picking winners and losers. This is your new budget. So whatever you had at $80 billion, well, guess what? It's going down by 20% in the next year budget. Housing, like William Hamilton said, would become immediately more affordable. Yeah, if you're only paying principal interest and insurance in your escrow, no property taxes, businesses wouldn't have to be paying property taxes. The non-homestead, ridiculously high amount of business taxes, well, guess what? It's very simple. It's over with. This reform would absolutely change Michigan permanently and forever. That's why Carla's running for governor on it. That's why the other governor candidates are now having to look at it and consider it. Why? Because it's so popular. Even Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House and the Republican caucus, see the writing on the wall heading into this election in November. Let's take it up as a vote. Let's put it on the board and let's force the Democrats to vote against it. Well, folks, us Republicans in the House tried to give you some property tax relief. The Republicans all voted for it, but the Democrats voted against it. And therefore, we're not going to be able to give you any relief on your property taxes. Who are you going to vote for on November 3rd? This is going to be on the ballot one way or another. Either we get some type of reform or elimination of property taxes, or the Republicans will run on it. So, Democrats, if you're listening, you better reconsider. Because to put it on the ballot, it would pass and people would absolutely be able to start saving money, lowering the cost of living here in the state of Michigan. If we eliminate it, which is what Carla Wagner wants to do, we would become very competitive as a state and actually maybe start growing our population again, getting more people to come back to Michigan, jobs being offered because of the way that they can have their employees live in our state at a lower cost of living than basically any other state in the Midwest. That's one reason why other states are calling Carla Wagner, wanting to learn more about eliminating property taxes altogether. We've got other stories lined up. Short break. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the